If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
And we welcome you into another Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. We're all together on this Memorial Day. And before we talk about sports, obviously, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing or not have the freedom that we have without those that gave the ultimate sacrifice for us to do so. And so I just want to take a little time to thank, you know, the families of those and the people that did lay their
lives
down. Absolutely.
And I don't think we thank them enough. One day out of the year doesn't seem enough to me.
Yeah, I think you're correct. Big weekend for Ole Miss Athletics, and we're going to get into it as this show goes on. The softball team makes the College World Series. Baseball gets to the finals of the SEC tournament. They get the 10th overall seed. We will continue our discussion. Jacob Rudner is going to be a permanent guest on the program from here on out, Baseball America. And the hitting coach, Mike Clement, is going to join us around 6:30. We got your text messages. We need more at 426-1093. An injury report. We'll actually let Coach Bianco tell us about a brief little statement on injuries from earlier today. But men, what a weekend.
Well, hits just keep on coming for Ole Miss Athletics. I'm telling you, it's been a great year.
Yeah, I mean, golf right now just jumping to eighth place where they have to be. Let's see here, Virginia, listen to this, guys, on a par three, next to last hole for them, they went triple bogey, double bogey, double bogey, bogey. They were in third place. Now they're in ninth. That's the next last hole for them. Just the whole weekend was amazing. Ole Miss, you know, they did what they needed to do to host. They just kept winning.
And some.
And, boy, it kind of hurt us, stung a little bit, you know, when the selection committee, the chairman said that basically if Ole Miss had won that game, they'd have gotten a hit there in the ninth inning there, then we'd be hosting all the way through. But you never know. Maybe Georgia gets beat.
But you were going from – you knew you were in, but where were you going to go?
Yeah.
You don't have to go anywhere for the first weekend.
Yeah, they were not hosted going into the tournament.
By the way, six runs given up by that pitching staff.
Amazing.
All that they did with Florida Arkansas, LSU, and Vandy as the opponents.
Without Mason Nichols and without Braden Jones.
Yes, correct.
15 of the last 17 innings pitched in that tournament were by midweek pitchers, too. You can't say enough about this.
And they talked about it. And look, Vanderbilt pitching was better throughout the tournament. I think they only gave up two runs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And Ole Miss gave three to the Doors, and, well,
I heard an interesting stat today. 11 pitchers in the SEC right now are hitting 100 miles an hour.
Ridiculous.
11.
And that's without Braden Jones, who obviously tore his arm.
And we faced up in there. We faced two back-to-back against LSU.
And they were some kind of good.
Man, they were humming it. Ugh. 101, 102, 100.
Consistently, every pitch.
I think the thing, too, to piggyback on that, there had only been like 16 or 17 pitches that had been, you know, recorded at the speed that those two guys came in and threw them in back-to-back guys against Ole Miss.
Wow.
In just that one game.
Crazy.
Alone.
And we won.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep, and got the win. First South Farm Credit, 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. They guide us through the financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Now the five things, Outback Steakhouse, where Steve Grantham currently operates 9 in Mississippi and Tennessee.
First thought of the day, congrats to the Ole Miss baseball team for fighting their way to the SEC Finals, and more importantly, for coming through in the clutch to earn a regional host. Thought number two, who would have thought that the Ole Miss bullpen would become the backbone to this Ole Miss baseball team? Thought number three, is there any pitcher in America you would want on the mound for all the marbles than Hunter Elliott? Thought number four, kudos to the ladies softball program for making their first World Series. These girls have gotten hot at the right time and have their own shutdown pitcher in fifth-year senior Alicia Benford. Thought number five, lastly, congrats to the men's golf team. They're already in the final 15, and they are right on the borderline. This is a live thought. They are one stroke up to finish in the final 8, which would get them in the match play that would start tomorrow.
And individually, Lasasso has a one-stroke lead for the overall individual
national champions. And that's the same title that Braden Thornberry won 3 or 4 years ago as the top golfer in America, college golfer in America.
So to those listening at 426-1093, we do have some text messages. One of you asked, are we in a historic territory with Ole Miss athletic success? The answer is yes, and I will give you a little bit of all of it when we get into the text message portion, but I actually put all of that stuff down yesterday, and we're adding to it with golf today, so we'll get to that. 426-1093 if you want a text message in. Next, more on baseball with Jacob Rudner. He's with Baseball America, and next.
Made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physician for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more.
Cannon Motors, Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. We thank you for joining us on this one as I joked a moment ago that we were going to make this man permanently in this first spot. Jacob Rudner, Baseball America, welcome back to the program.
Appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing it, my friend. You saw the. I know you paid close attention to the draw. Any surprises for you?
You know, this year, actually, not really. I don't think that there were any snubs in this year's field. Do I think that there were some arguments to be made for teams that were left out maybe could have gotten in, and an argument to be made for some of the teams that got in that could have been out? Yes, I think that that was the case, but I think that's the case every year. This year, though, not terribly surprising. I thought it was pretty chalk relative to expectations. If you paid attention to the BA projections over the course of the year, we actually got 63 of 64 correct on the at-large front. Wow. The only one we got wrong was Xavier, and we actually thought that they had a really good argument, but not necessarily a must get into the field. One of the last four teams for us, the team that got in was Kentucky. We had them as our first out. So again, not really egregious. You're talking about the difference of a couple spots. I wasn't terribly surprised or, you know, disappointed by anything this week.
Jacob, when you watched the SEC tournament and more specifically Ole Miss, did your opinion change anything about the Rebels after watching them over the SEC weekend?
You know, my opinion of the Rebels didn't change. No, I've always thought that the Rebels were really good. We've had them ranked almost the entire season, so my opinion of them hasn't changed. Do I think that they changed their postseason outlook? Yes, and that's different. I think that this Ole Miss team went into Hoover and did what it needed to do to lock in a host seed. And as we talked about, you know, 2 weeks ago, we didn't necessarily think Ole Miss was a lock to host at that time. I thought that Ole Miss looked more like a fringe team, maybe the number 17 or 18 team, number one, two seed, as opposed to being in the top 16. And then you get to Hoover, you play your way to the championship game, and it really leaves no doubt. So, you know, does it change the fact that I thought Ole Miss was good? No, because I was there in the first place. But it absolutely reshaped the postseason picture for them, and not only, you know, pushed them into the hosting picture, but pushed them into the top 10 for the tournament. So it was an impressive week. It was a statement as far as the committee is concerned, because now we're at a point in college baseball with so many of these SEC teams having a shot at the tournament, 13 getting in this year, that when you're squaring them off against each other for extra games, it's going to have a positive and or negative impact. And for Ole Miss, that was certainly the case on the positive side.
So have you ever seen a conference do what the SEC's doing? And I know I'm bragging on the conference I love, but man, I mean, it's just right, slaps you in the face.
Well, let me frame it to you this way. none of us have seen a conference do what the SEC is doing right now. That's just the reality. 13 is a historic number for this league. No conference has ever gotten more than 10. The record holder at 10 was the SEC. So the SEC is outdoing itself in terms of how impressive it is and the teams that it's putting together and putting into this postseason conversation. You know, I thought that Kentucky was your fringe team, as I mentioned a second ago, with only 13 conference wins, 5 games above .500 in terms of their overall record. If that team got left out, would I have griped with it? No, but I think that them getting in really speaks to what the league is, and that is a juggernaut. The fact that, you know, Kentucky's able to go 13-17 in the regular season and have an RPI that barely creeps inside the top 40 and still get into the field and not even as one of the last four teams in, according to the committee, that says everything to me. I mean, you know, the caliber of competition is just so high in this league that it's doing its team's favors. And the SEC would have told you, you know, months ago, that's exactly what they wanted. They wanted this postseason to look very SEC heavy. They thought they had a chance to be able to do that if they were going to put teams in the positions like Kentucky was in, where you can have a very middling to even poor season at times and still gain no doubt access to the tournament. So, you know, it's a historic conference that had a historic season. And I think it speaks to just where the league is at and where it's heading in the future, which is that we are going to continue to see the SEC dominate college baseball in terms of its representation, in terms of who we see getting to the final. You know, an SEC team hasn't lost in the College World Series in some time now. It's been over 6 years since we've seen a non-SEC champion. And this is just the state of the game.
Jacob, two-part question here back to the Ole Miss, the Oxford Regional here. The hot-button topic right now is, should Ole Miss start Hunter, a 1-4, their ace against a 4? And the second part, give me your thoughts on the regional. What should Ole Miss look for in these other teams? Is there a sneaky little pick that maybe people aren't looking out for in this region?
Did we lose him?
I think we did.
Hello? Hello.
Okay. Hey, there you go. There we go, Jacob. I don't know if you were able to hear me before, Jacob.
I got you. I heard you. I would say with regard to Hunter Elliott, yes, they should pitch him off. I don't think that he should be playing against the 4 seed. I would tell you that the best teams in the tournament are the ones that can pitch off and that have options to be able to do that. I think that Ole Miss should fall in line in that regard. Pitching Elliott early would kind of be a waste, just especially with how hot he is and the momentum he was able to generate in Hoover this week. So, you know, in short, no, I don't think that they should do that. And then as far as the rest of the regional goes, this is a toughie. I mean, Georgia Tech is the first ACC regular season champion since the 90s to not host a regional, and Ole Miss is the one that has to take on that task. Plus, Western Kentucky is no joke of a 3 seed. You got a center fielder in Ryan Wideman, who's a real draft prospect. They can pitch very well. Georgia Tech is a well-rounded team with several players on its roster who I think have had statement seasons. Alex Hernandez really stands out to me. Obviously, Kyle Lodice, the shortstop, he's got a chance to be, you know, an early second round, maybe if a team gets frisky, an end of first round type pick. And Murray State had a great season too, so it's no slouch of a 4 seed. I look at Oxford as probably one of the most tightly contested regionals going into the postseason, just based on who's a part of it. Georgia Tech was one of those teams that I would not have wanted to host if I was a host seed.
And don't you think they're the 2 seed because they didn't play Florida State, North Carolina, or NC State, the 2, 3, and fourth place teams in the ACC?
Yeah, that has to be it. I mean, we heard from J.R. Teague, the committee chair this year, just about some of the decisions that went into this field. You know, why did Xavier get left out? Why is Georgia Tech not a host? And one of the things that he kind of kept going back to was just who everybody played. For Xavier, it came down to playing, you know, a bunch of host, or not host teams, but postseason teams, and going 5-13 against them. So that knocked Xavier out of the picture. For Georgia Tech, like you just mentioned, who it didn't play was a real factor. It didn't necessarily have the same level of challenge with an ACC play as some of these other teams within its conference did. And I think that kind of bit it towards the end. I personally think that Georgia Tech had a better hosting resume, as did Alabama, and perhaps as did TCU, over a team like Southern Miss. But again, and I really want to make this clear, I actually don't have a lot of gripes with this field as it is. I think that the committee did a really good job this year, better than in any recent season that comes to mind. And so, you know, if who teams played was the final factor to determine some of these placements and seedings, I get it. Is it my preference? How would it be how I would do it if I was a committee chair? No, but I'm not. And I'm here talking to you guys how I feel about it, and I think it's pretty good.
Jacob, we got about 1 minute before break. Let's just assume, which is a big assumption, that Ole Miss wins their regional. Then who they got is Georgia, probably. Mm-hmm. Talk about that matchup.
Yeah, well, I mean, before I say anything about the Bulldogs, I would tell you that Athens regional is probably the ripest for upset just because of the ballpark that it's in. Of those four teams that are set to play in Athens, and that's Georgia, Duke, Oklahoma State, and Binghamton, only Binghamton ranks outside the top 50 in total home runs hit this season, and only Oklahoma State ranks within the top 50 in team ERA. So that's going to be ripe for a lot of offense, a lot of home runs, which creates variance and volatility. And so I think it's a little bit unpredictable. But, yeah, I think it's a pretty good draw. Georgia is going to be a tough matchup, especially at home, unless Ole Miss is going to go there and slug. And then anybody else in that field, I think Ole Miss would be fortunate to host. So it's a good draw from a super regional perspective. I do think, though, that it's going to get a little bit unpredictable as far as who Ole Miss might face if it's able to advance out of its own pod.
Unbelievable stuff. That we can't say thank you enough, Jake, and we look forward to talking to you hopefully next week.
Thanks, buddy.
And come to left field and see me at the tent now if you come down to Oxford. I'm serious about that.
I'm going to make it happen. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jacob Rudner, Baseball America. Got to tell you about the Farese Group, Partner in Retirement. Over 20 years of experience, proven track record helping retirees invest and outlive those savings during retirement. If you are nearing or already retired, give them a call. It's the Farese Group at 601-607-4141 and schedule a free consultation.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, faresegroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty toddy. And go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
662-426-1093. That's the text message line. As we have a couple of questions, let's get into them. So we heard Jacob's opinion on whether to pitch Elliott or not in game one. It's come in. So what do you guys
think? I agree with him. I mean, you've got to go. I say go with Townsend just because of how he pitched this past weekend, the progression he's made, and also because that allows Hunter to pitch an all-important game number two, and then three, you got the veteran Nichols to close it out. Right,
you would
now.
Townsend
more.
In the first game of a regional.
I would have somebody
pitch
ready.
Maddox.
I would say Matt. Give me the veteran if you're going
to
do
it. I want Maddox in game three. I would hate for Townsend to be in that because Nichols has been out a couple weeks, or you know, over the last week. Can he really? Is it good for him to go five, six innings, right?
But let's be honest, it all comes down to you ought to be able to, and I did the play-by-play when Ole Miss played Murray State back in March.
Yeah.
But they can swing it. Those guys can swing the bat. I just don't know, pitching-wise, what they may have. It was an extra inning win in March, so everybody's a lot different at this point in time.
And I see going Maddox. I really do. But then you would have Townsend really closing it out.
But that was where I was going, it all comes down to this. When do you use Mason Morris, to me?
I try to hold him as long as I can. And if you could hold him to game three, then let him close it out.
Then he's going to be the one to finish it out.
So that makes sense. I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Guys, y'all were talking about something that hadn't happened all year, though. He hadn't started a game.
That's right.
I know.
You know, do you flip the switch in the regionals? I don't know about that.
I know. That's why I've still – I mean,
how many times has Mike actually done that?
Listen. Townsend and Hooks and Calhoun, they're not freshmen anymore.
That's true.
They proved that at the SEC. So, hey, put a little on their backs. Make them play.
I think, look, the way Townsend pitched – I feel confident against him going against Murray State. I really do. And then you save him, you save Hunter for game two, and then you can go, even if you wanted to, Morris, Maddox, and game three. That's darn near impossible to beat.
And another text message that came in was not only and basically it was talking about the freshmen, and I think to the point of not only are you the 10 seed this year, but those freshmen arms proved that future's bright.
Yeah.
Obviously, you got to keep those guys.
Yeah.
Right? You know all that
That's
is.
That's where this NILs will come important.
But, right, that well, the future could be bright.
Next year, you could have Townsend, Hooks, and Calhoun as your weekend starters.
Look, let's try to get that NIL package for Hunter. He still has two more years. I'd love to get him back one more year there. Then you're talking about a 1-2 punch with Townsend and Hunter. That's as good as anybody in the country. That's why, hopefully this gets the fans rejuvenated to give some extra NIL directly to the baseball program. But, with Hunter with two more years, let's try to get him back another year.
And to the text message that are we in historic territory with Ole Miss athletics success? Football, the answer is yes, because football had 10 wins now three of the last 4 years. Men's basketball, women's basketball, both made the Sweet 16. Softball's in the College World Series. Baseball, regional host, 10 seed. Men and women's golf, NCAA championships. The men trying to win an individual title and keep playing in the match play as that event is going on. Track has multiple national champions. Volleyball got to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Women's tennis made the tournament. And I'm going as deep as rifle, fourth nationally in air rifle, and fifth nationally in small bore. Only men's tennis and the women's soccer team did not make a national tournament.
And can you believe tennis? That was the backbone for so many years with Billy here. That's so weird to even think about.
They changed coaches, too.
Yeah, they got the state correct coach that's such a great recruiter. But back to your point there, and you know, they're all going to be back next year, right? And it's just recruiting is even stronger and stronger. I don't see them going away. It could be even better next year with everybody that's returning.
Text message is brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. Oxford Orthopedics gives injuries, and Coach Mike was asked that very question. Here's a very simple answer.
Saw Dr. Luber, our team orthopedic, this morning, all doing much better, all on anti-inflammatories, doing rehab. I would be surprised if they all weren't, ready to go this weekend.
So kind of an open statement. I would be surprised if they all aren't available for.
So he's talking about Mormon and Nichols.
Mormon and Nichols.
Yeah. Correct.
Who else? Anybody else?
Hill got banged up a little bit, but he saw him today. Humphrey banged up, but
biggest
he's okay.
Crash I've ever seen in baseball.
Outfielder on outfielder, I don't know if I've seen one. Like outfielder, that. Infielder, I've seen guys get clipped, flipped, knocked crazy. We saw it with Chang and Mormon earlier in the year. My wife asked, were they not calling the baseball? I'm sure they were, and my explanation to her was, if that was in Swayze, they don't have as long a run. Mm-hmm. They're not going that full speed. Plus, you might be able to hear a guy, a little better. They probably were both calling for it. They were just on a full sprint to try and make a play. And the next thing you know, bam, they hit one another.
Mormon is, after being in a slump these last couple months, has started to get heated up and plays best defense in right field I've seen in a while. So important to get him back healthy.
Michael Lasasso just hit his drive up in where the lions and snakes and tigers are living. Up there where Yancey.
This is where Chucky drops the ball out of his pocket.
That's where Yancey miraculously finds his ball.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at RiverlandLLC.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Whether you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, we got Coach Mike Clement on the line, but first, the drive that Chuck was talking about actually somehow rolled back off the cart path down the middle of the fairway for Lasasso. He still has the one-shot lead individually.
You sure Gansey wasn't up there kicking
it? He threw it back down.
He threw it back down.
They used to do that for Tiger. I remember that.
Coach Clem, how's your golf game?
I have not played golf since 2010. I do have the Golf Channel on one TV while I'm watching Murray State's pitchers on my computer. Probably not the most efficient thing in the world, but hey, gotta try to cheer the Rebels on to a national championship here, right?
Absolutely. Well, Mike, you absolutely faced, in my opinion, over the weekend, last week at the SEC tournament, the best pitching in America, collegiate pitching in America.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You and listen, you guys know I've been around you know, this league for a long time, and the hard part, speaking as a hitting coach, when you go to Hoover, well, it's a couple things. Number one, we have the best league in the country, certainly, but it is by far the biggest ballpark we play in. And, you know, most of our ballparks, really, with the exception of Kentucky and maybe Oklahoma, those ballparks play as pitcher's parks. And we've talked about this before when I've been on. The rest of them are either fair or hitter-friendly yards. And so all of us, you look at the scores up and down with very few exceptions, are low scoring. And then almost everyone you play has something to play for. And so now you're facing, you know, at least for us, you know, night number one, you're facing Florida's number one guy, Friday night guy. Night two, you're facing Arkansas's Friday night guy. So it just rolls right out. It's Friday after Friday, which is a little bit of a daunting task, but thankfully our pitching staff was up for the call and obviously played terrific baseball.
And you got some timely hits out of your guys too.
We did. Coach Bianco talks all the time about, you know, the single most important thing in baseball is dominant starting pitching, and then the second thing is timely hitting. And, you know, while we've had a really good offense this year and been in the top five in the league in most offensive categories, you know, it almost flipped a little bit. There's been stretches of the year, and we've talked about it on here, where maybe we didn't do the timely hitting as well, even in wins. You know, we just hit a couple home runs, but the timely hit, the two-out hit with a runner in scoring position wasn't there. This week it was, and the hits were fewer and far between. But thankfully, in most of those games, we seized a few opportunities, whether it was in the first inning against Arkansas or there in the middle innings against Florida, or piece it together against LSU. We were fortunate to get some big hits in big situations.
Coach, a lot of fans want to know about kind of the Jekyll Hyde of the hitting on the team at home. You know, it's like the 27 Bombers, the Yankees, and then on the road, we struggle sometimes. Same thing you see with Georgia. And my philosophy is power hitting teams just hit much better at home. Is that true, and why?
Well, I think there's something to that. And I would say the other part of that is, if you get a little more granular with that, the places that we struggled with maybe where we didn't score as many runs were at Kentucky, at Oklahoma, both, like I said before, out of the 16, maybe two of the only real pitcher's yards in our league, and then in Hoover. And obviously, you know, that's the combination of facing really good arms and really good teams, but also in a really big yard. And listen, that's the importance of, you know, playing at home in the postseason. And so I think when you're built to slug, which there are several, you know, teams in our league that are that, you know, that happens sometimes depending on the environment, the weather, and certainly the ballpark.
Coach, when you look at the field, I know you're just studying Murray State right now, but what jumps out at you?
Well, I think human nature, right, Coach, and this is just me being really honest, is you always feel like initially when it comes out, you got the toughest draw. And then you look at the other regions and you're like, man, they got a cakewalk. And if I'm being completely honest, that's my initial reaction every time the field comes out. So it's probably a little bit of a load of crap, but you know, I think human nature says, oh, you know, they made it hard on us. But, you know, obviously you have the ACC regular season champion in Georgia Tech. And, you know, this may be the only time in the current format that the ACC champion isn't hosting. You have a team in Western Kentucky that may lead the country in wins or very close to it. I think they have 46 wins. And then one of the tougher four seeds in the tournament, I think. So, you know, that's the way it spun out. But, again, like, we're hosting. And so we're the best team in this regional, and at least in the committee's eyes. And we earn that, and we're playing at home. And so, you know, I think it's a field that we're excited about. And so, you know, it is what it is. There is no, I don't think, easy path to Omaha. There never has been. And so you expect to play good teams, and that's what we have coming to Oxford.
Mike, that's what I was going to say on as a caveat to what you said. You got to play good ball to get to Omaha. It doesn't matter if you're facing Texas or Texas Christian School. You know, I mean,
that's right. That's right.
You just got to play good ball.
That's right, Chuck. Like, that's the fact of it. You cannot get to Omaha by accident. It's never happened, and it never will happen. You have to play well. That's the bottom line. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily matter who's in front. If you don't play well, you're probably going to get beat. And so, fortunately for us, we've played really well down the stretch, and we earned the number 10 national seed, and we've been playing well. And that, you know, a lot of times will lead to success in the postseason as well.
Both Luke Hill and Will Furniss today addressed the media and talked about the veterans on the team and having a veteran group and how important they feel like it is, that it maybe helped move this season to where it is. And really across college baseball, I think we're seeing the same thing. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think Coach Bianco spoke of it in one of his post-game press conferences after one of the games in the tournament, that certainly old wins in college baseball, and I don't think that's anything new. And in particular in conference, it's just really hard to be young and have success and or sustained success. You can certainly have freshmen play, and we have, and we got a good freshman class, but the old is good. And the neat thing and the fulfilling thing, and I think probably Luke and Will touched on it. I haven't seen their quotes necessarily, but I know it was out on social media last night once the host sites came out. The satisfying thing from a coaching standpoint is those are two of the guys that held this thing together over the summer. And again, I think we have talked about it on this show in the past, and maybe even when I was on once in the fall. You know, there were a couple weeks in the summer where, you know, I'm sure from the outside it was frustrating, and you see guys leaving. And but, you know, it's also very satisfying to have the guys who kind of held this thing together and, you know, were maybe our best recruiting coordinators. And then we were able to put a team together to have the ultimate success, at least to this point in the season. And it's an incredibly satisfying thing. You know, speaking of the on the field with the veterans, to your point, but then, you know, maturity and veteran leadership, you know, in the clubhouse as well. It's really gone a long way, and it's been really satisfying for our coaching staff to this point.
Coach, from a hitting standpoint, is it kind of just is what it is now, and you ride with it, or are there certain tweaks that you can still be making this late in the season?
I definitely think there's tweaks. And, you know, obviously we had a car accident in right center field in that Arkansas game where Hump and Mo ran into each other. So there's, you know, some personnel tweaks with those guys being banged up, and it was good to, you know, I thought Federico had great at bats the last half of the SEC season. And, you know, and frankly, you know, I think to what you're asking me as far as tweaks mechanically and approach-wise and all of those things, Fed adds a little different dynamic to our lineup that maybe sometimes we miss, because there is some swing and miss in our lineup that you get when you hit with power, and you want to hit with power, and we're in the top 10 in the country in home runs, which is great, but we're going to swing and miss a little bit too. And I think Fed balances some of that out. He's going to give you good at bats. You look at the title game yesterday, and I think Fed gets hit by a pitch and walks and gets a base hit up the middle and stole a base the day before against LSU. And so he adds a little different dynamic, and he went through a stretch there the last month of the season where he wasn't have as good of at bats and has been in and out of the lineup. But I thought he did really well, and that just provides some extra depth if Mormon is relegated maybe to the DH, or, you know, if he can't play, or if he can, or whatever. It was good to get him in there and get him going again.
And I thought another guy that kind of came out of nowhere, or I'd say came out of nowhere, but produced here lately, is Campbell Smithwick.
Yeah, he's been really good. And it's been really cool to see. You know, he obviously got off to a slow start, and, you know, probably 6 weeks ago, he's hitting somewhere around the Mendoza line, somewhere around 200, and all of a sudden you look up on the scoreboard in the tournament and he's hitting whatever it is, 285, and got some huge hit. You talked about the timely hit earlier in the interview, and he came up with some big ones and did against Auburn too the last weekend of the season, and it's been a pretty good dynamic with him sliding into that DH spot against right-handed pitching, and he's given us some really quality at-bats and really stretches our lineup down towards the bottom.
Coach, you know, we'd be amiss not to talk about the other side that you coach the pitching staff there. The bullpen, I mean, it's one of the best in the country now. Just kind of talk about the development on that side of the ball.
Well, it's been huge. It's been huge. And that's been the really neat thing about our club is, you know, you go back a week and we give up some runs against Auburn, but we're able to win that series and scored a bunch of runs. And then you go to the SEC tournament. We don't score more than 5 runs in any game and win 3 out of the 4 games we played over there, and the pitching was great. And Joel's done an unbelievable job. And to speak specifically to your question, when we have everyone rested, and I don't mean rested, but everyone available is probably a better way to say it, man, when we go to the bullpen, you're in trouble because it's some combination of Morris, McCausland, Spencer. There's other guys too, but they're coming at you in waves, and there's a, you know, they're going to punch you out. They're outs, and man, they've been nails, and it's a tough bunch to score on. And then the beauty of playing as long as we did in the tournament is you start to see some other guys step forward, and they did. Whether it's Cade Townsend or Walker Hooks or Gunnar Dennis, you know, a bunch of guys that would probably be termed more of the role type guys. They got some huge outs for us over those 4 games in Hoover.
And 36-0 leading unbelievable. After the 6th inning.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you improve on that?
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't. No, that's an incredible stat. And I think to the development of the bullpen and how far they've come, you go back to, you know, the beginning of SEC play and, you know, some back and forth games against Arkansas and Tennessee and one of those games against Florida in the regular season. You know, we came back and got a lead and coughed up a lead and all of that. And that stuff has kind of gone away. And they've been locked down, you know, the last half of SEC play and have really carried us on in some games. It's been awesome. And some of that, the bullpen side of it has to go to our starters stretching out too. You know, Elliott mm-hmm. has gone deep in games. Maddox has gone deep in games. And so when that happens, those guys don't have to throw as many pitches. They're able to throw twice on a weekend. And then we become really, really hard to beat.
Coach, take care of business now. Get rid of Murray State. And thanks for all you do for us. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. It should be a madhouse here in Oxford. We're
Thank you, Coach. It's going to be record crowds all weekend.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait.
Take care, buddy. Thanks, Thank guys. You.
You all too. Right.
Let me mention Gateway Tire, serving us since 1929, 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. Yancey, you did a lot of work on these two. People can't see the 2 pieces of paper that I'm holding up.
Yeah.
But I thought I would give you, you got about a minute and a half. Any of these stats that you've worked so diligently on you'd like to throw out?
Yeah, I mean, what jumps out to me is 2 things. Western Kentucky, they can really pitch the baseball. Now, having said that, their catcher is letting them run wild, which is kind of odd since they're such a great pitching staff. But that Georgia Tech, they don't really have a Sunday starter. They've got 6 guys that have started on Sunday for them. And so you get them in games 3-4, and if they have to go 5, they're in big trouble.
Odd to think that a 46-win team might not have made the field had they not won their conference tournament, but that was what the decision was on Western. They were on that outside looking in. I'm like Coach. To me, when I first look at it, I always think, boy, this is rough, mm-hmm. right? It is going to be a very difficult regional.
Take look at USM's. That's rough.
We'll be back and put a conclusion on the show.
She's all right. I don't know. She's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available.
Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in the state jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. We've been talking about the SEC and all the things going on as far as baseball is concerned. Yancey, update us on Ole Miss in this NCAA golf championship.
Now it looks like they're one down out of the eight spot to Virginia, which is done for the day, and they got a couple holes left. So it's, I mean, this is a nail biter.
And individually, Lasasso's got a 2-shot lead on his possible national championship.
Yep, Florida State's on trouble there at the green, so maybe they get a bogey here and puts them 1 stroke ahead of Ole Miss and Virginia. It's going to be a 3-team horse race right here. It's going to be down to the wire.
I got a text message, and I'll let you kind of touch on it as we get into your blue chip recruiting segment presented by the Grove Collective. NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student athletes with a level of protection and guidance in the marketplace. Have we had any more basketball transfers, and is the roster full?
No, not been any more transfers. By my count, Chucky, I think they still got one open slot.
One, I think.
Yeah, and look, we're not even in the summer yet, and there's still a ton of players out there.
I heard they're looking for a point guard.
Yeah, it makes sense. We don't have a name yet, but, you know, this could get in the middle of the summer. There's still a ton of players left in the basketball portal. Unlike football, where everything's scooped up quickly, basketball, there's still a ton of great players out there.
All right, jump on into your stuff.
Yeah, football tidbits. Ole Miss is now ranked number 6 in ESPN's final rankings for the 2025 class, which includes the high school and transfer portal. That's big time, folks. Number 2 tidbit here. Ole Miss gets the last official visit for 4-star NASCAR McCoy out of Georgia. He'll be in at Ole Miss on June the 20th. Top 100 national prospect, Swanee, Georgia. Defensive lineman, Deuce Gerald's. Davern Gerald's little son, Chucky, when you and I were covering him out of Senatobia, will be on the campus for his official visit on June 6th. He's locked down his visits with LSU, Ole Miss, Oregon, and Ohio State. Top 50 national prospect and Ole Miss's number 1 quarterback prospect for the 25 class, Landon Duckworth, made the Elite 11 finals in Los Angeles. That will be later this summer. Ole Miss offered 2027 Tupelo offensive line Antonio Berry, and the last one, 2026 Decatur, Illinois Mount Zion tight end J.C. Anderson will officially visit Ole Miss May 30th, and Ole Miss also paid him a visit this month. So watch out for him. He's 6'6", 230, and rated the number three tight end in the country in this class, and they had the number one tight end in the 2026 class in last week. So they got their eyes set on a couple of big-time tight ends.
And we'll finish it up with the good, bad, and ugly brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, Riverland Roofing, home or business, GAF Master Elite Contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. You can call them at 662-644-4297 or visit the website, riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the good folks, it's rare when you have a week where everything is good, and this might be one of those, almost. The Lady Rebel softball team went to favored Arkansas over the weekend and defeated the Hogs in a super regional to punch their ticket to the mecca of softball, Oklahoma City. A great job to overcome that environment and that Razorback team, which is very good. The baseball team needed a couple of wins to secure a hosting site for a regional in the SEC tournament, and they did that and more. They added an extra win for good measure to leave no doubt, ended up with a number 10 national seeding, and they played Vandy to the last out in the tournament finals. Along the way, they beat an extremely hot Florida team, a quality Arkansas team, and number one seed LSU, who used a pair of relievers who threw 100 miles an hour consistently. They did it with outstanding pitching and timely hitting. Even the 3-2 loss to Vanderbilt had some very good pitching for the Rebs. Now they're there hosting and have a good seed. The men's golf team is right on the borderline right now of getting in the top eight, and looks like Michael Lasasso's in decent shape to win the individual title. The bad, well, we have to say that pitcher Mason Nichols and outfielder Ryan Moorman being out for the tournament due to injury was bad, but they should be back for the regional. Other than that, it was a pretty glorious week.
No question. We want to get Moorman healthy there, too, as well. Like I said, he was really playing some good baseball right before he got hurt.
And then, and I just was scrolling social media there, we've talked about the historic year. And Ole Miss's goes a little bit different. I'd like to see this, but only six schools made the postseason in football, volleyball, men and women's basketball, softball, and baseball. Ole Miss, Tennessee, Texas, Oklahoma are four of the six, with North Carolina and Oregon.
Interesting.
It has been a great year. Been a very, very good year.
Yeah, that's good stuff there.
All right, so we'll wait and see game times and all of that stuff here as Ole Miss gets ready. I hope you guys can come and enjoy what should be another great weekend in Oxford for baseball.
Absolutely.
It is going to be big time atmosphere now.
I just hope the weather holds off. I understand Friday's supposed to be a little rainy, but Saturday and Sunday's supposed to be beautiful.
Yep. Could have a Monday finish. We'll see.
That's okay. Yeah. Wouldn't bother me.
No big deal.
Latest update, right? We got Lasasso.
Now Ole Miss is down one.
In the top eight.
But
Virginia's in the clubhouse, right?
Virginia's in the clubhouse. Yeah. Yeah. So it is coming down. I'm telling. So we'll see.
They still have, Texas Tech behind them by three. So basically it's Ole Miss needs to find a couple of birdies on the way out.
Or Florida State or needs to have a couple of bogeys.
Yeah.
Hotty toddy.
All right, friends.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it, it's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line,
now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.